Ooh, that was close.
Gardendale or down south, that's Vestavia. Turn up your sound and listen well, cause we got something to say to you. Curry and Claypo, they in the know. Their topics cover A to Z. So whether you drive fast or slow, just sit on back and feel the beat.
Oh no!
It's Curry and Claypo.
Good morning, it's a Tuesday, it's December 4th. It's Tony Curry. Curry and Claypo show coming up on Thursday morning. It's Tony Curry Live. We've got a lot to get into this morning. The death of Betty White has finally been revealed.
Really?
The Taliban is staying ahead of everybody in something they decided to do yesterday. These people must be stopped. This is not good. David Bowie's selling out. And also an expert has come out and said, listen, if you want to get through the January blues, this is something you should do every single day. Just every single day, knock this out, and you'll be good to go. We'll tell you what it is coming up here in a few minutes right here on Tony Curry Live. It's always wartime somewhere. Tony Curry live here on a Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a fantastic week. A lot of people going through the thaw out. Accidents all over the place. You see that wreck in Virginia on I-95? People stuck in traffic for like up to 20 hours. Could you imagine? I mean, when we had that frosty little thing here, that icing thing here a few years back, was it 2014, something like that? I remember sitting in my car for like 45 minutes. I about pulled my eyeballs out of my head. And I had like one pouch left. I was dipping. I was like, dude, I don't know. I was fixing to get out and start walking. I didn't know what to do. So I had something very interesting happen. I actually started having conversations with a woman on Interstate 65 next to me, and that didn't turn out very well. Our thoughts and prayers go out to those people just so they can keep it together. We got some great stories to get into this morning. We'll go Facebook Live here in just a few minutes, and lots of great classic rock and roll. It is a Tuesday, which means it's an Adapt or Perish Tuesday at noon and 8 o'clock. Today, you'll get Adapt or Perish. We have an encore presentation of that show. We had Dark Side of the Pooch yesterday. It was fantastic. New shows. Tomorrow, Livewire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. And, of course, on Thursday, Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks and a brand-new Damon Johnson show coming up on Friday. So keep that in mind. Those happen at noon and 8 every Monday through Friday here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Live on the Tony Curry Radio app. Good morning to you. It's a Tuesday. Got a lot of stories to get into today. I got a Taliban story I want to get into. Bob Dylan story I want to get into. David Bowie has sold out. We'll get into that. An expert has come out. And said that if you do this daily in January, it staves off depression. There is some science behind this, and it's not like take a walk or eat right or say it's not. It's a clinical thing, right? It's a scientifically clinical thing, and it's a brain chemical thing. I'll tell you what that is coming up, and I should never get depressed based on what this expert is saying. We'll talk about that, and also Betty White, her death cause. Was revealed yesterday. At the age of 99, I really don't need to know what a death cause is at that point. Anything in the 60s and 70s, I'm kind of like, yeah, okay, I want to know why someone passed away. But at the age of 99, I can tell you right now, it's natural causes. And that's exactly what it is. We'll talk about that right after Ted Nugent. We'll go live on Tony Curry's Facebook page next, right after Terrible Ted on Tony Curry Radio. Gosh, that sounds good, doesn't it? 7:56 in the morning. Doing some Dr. Feelgood, some Cat Scratch Fever, some Lynyrd Skynyrd, some Life During Wartime, Talking Heads, Back in Black, AC/DC. You getting that on your radio station? I don't think so. It's Tony Curry Live. We do this every single morning, 7:30 to 9:30, Tony Curry Live. The Curry and Claypo Show coming up on Thursday morning from 7:30 to 9:30. I can't wait to have my radio partner back in the studio. We have lots to talk about. In the meantime, we have a ton of stuff going on today. I don't even know where to start. The death cause for Betty White has been revealed. I'll talk about that. We have an expert out of Britain. Those crazy British folks. This expert says that if you do this once a day in January, it will stave off depression. A lot of people get blue after the holidays. I certainly understand. You just went through this hurricane, this earthquake, whatever you want to call it, of all this spiritualness and fun and kids and presents and Santa Claus. And all of a sudden it's January, like, wow. And you got to get back after it. If you do this every single day, and there's some science behind this, if this is the case, I will never get depression. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes. The Taliban is going headless. I'll talk about that. And David Bowie has sold out. And I'm bringing this story up because David Bowie is no longer here. His estate sold all of his musical rights as of yesterday. And this has something to do with Bob Dylan. I'll talk about it in just a second here on Tony Kerr Radio. You just heard some Motley Crue. And of course, if you want to hear classic rock 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you get the Tony Kerr Radio app. It is totally free. It's super easy. Takes you 5 or 10 seconds. If you get the app and it's on, it stays on. So you can do other work on your phone. You can make phone calls. You can do whatever. It's always on. It's great until you slide it up and take it off. It's fantastic. And our listenership has been through the roof. A lot of that has to do with the last 8 or 9 weeks. We brought on a whole crew of brand new show programming. And I've got 3 more shows that are going to be unveiled next week and the week after. Super excited. We have one called Mission Minded, which is going to be done with a good friend of mine, Michael Coleman. You may know him as the executive producer of the Jimmy Hill Mission. This is going to be just an absolute home run. I can't wait because I'm going to be co-hosting this show. It's called Mission Minded. It's coming up a little bit later on in January. But, of course, today is Adapter Parish Day today. We have an encore presentation of Adapter Parish with Dr. Alex Hublin and Dr. Josh Claypool about business adaption. If you have a business or if you're in a business or you run a business for someone else, it's a great show at noon and 8. We did Dark Side of the Pooch yesterday from noon and 8 with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. Live Wire Wednesday, all ACDC from 8 until 9 o'clock, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. We do that tomorrow. And then, of course, Blues Almighty, a fresh new show with Austin Hanks. You never know who he's going to have on as a special guest. He's had Matt Sorum on from Guns N' Roses. He's had Billy Gibbons on. He's had Blackberry Smoke on. The guy's unbelievable. His show goes at noon and 8 on Thursday. And then a fresh new Damon Johnson show. We'll do that at noon and 8 coming up on Friday. Last week we did, since his show aired on New Year's Eve, we did Damon's top 6 songs that make him happy. Songs that make him want to celebrate. And if you listen to the 3rd and 4th song, he had some Earth, Wind, and Fire in there. We put some Prince in there. It was killer. It was great. So make sure you listen to Tony Kerr Radio and download that Tony Kerr Radio app and you're good to go. Brandon Austin Morris is watching this morning. Brandon, good morning to you. If you're watching us, I'll say a hidey-ho to you. Betty White's death cause was revealed yesterday. Do we need someone to reveal this? She was 99 flipping years old. There is a reason why they wanted to reveal her death cause, though. If you're like 60s, 70s, you know, and you're reading the obits and stuff, I'd kind of like to know, like, what was the problem? Did it, was it cancer? Were they in a car wreck? What kind of thing, right? They don't ever do that in obits, by the way. With Betty, she was 99. I can tell you right now, it was natural causes. It was natural causes. The reason they felt the need to come out and tell everyone that Betty Davis or Betty White died of natural causes was because a lot of people said she got a booster shot 3 days before her death, and her publicist came out yesterday and said that was not true. He didn't say she didn't get the booster shot, but he said that had nothing to do with it. We're not going to politicize her wonderful life. Please don't politicize Betty White. He said, but the reason was natural causes. I thought it was pretty interesting, too, in Alan Ludden, her long-lost love, and, of course, who she was in a long relationship with, who passed away already, she said the last words out of her mouth was Alan, which is pretty cool. And so Betty is now, again, with Alan, so that's wonderful news. So we got that out of the way. When you're 99 years old and you die, I don't care what it is, it's natural causes. It's natural when you're in your 90s. We got an expert here that is said there's a really good trick. It was another TikTok video. Ness Cooper, a clinical psychologist and sexologist in Britain. We're going to get into that story here in just a few seconds here on Tony Kerr Radio. And also, we have another story about the Taliban. These poor folks that are living through this Taliban thing, it's just incredibly difficult to read some of these stories, but this one's just kind of going, this one's not really hurting, well, it's hurting business owners, but it's really not hurting anybody. I guess I'd rather them doing this to mannequins than actual human beings. But the Taliban came out yesterday and said that the people there in Afghanistan are worshiping and turning mannequins into idols. And because of that, they asked that all store owners chop off the heads of their mannequins after officials ruled the dummies were sinful idols. The worshiping idols is considered a sin in Islam, which bans the worship of anyone or anything than Allah, considered to be the only God. The harsh ruling was published yesterday by the Ministry of Propagation of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice and Herit, the body responsible for overseeing the Taliban's strict interpretation of Islam. So basically what they said is they said, we need, and obviously with mannequins, you can have man and women mannequins, right? And so they would have mannequins like we do in our stores at Saks or wherever, dressed up in clothing. And so the minister said, we must get rid of mannequins altogether. We can no longer have mannequins in your stores, to which the store owner said, this is ridiculous. How are we supposed to sell our stuff if we can't properly display it for people to see, right? So the minister backed off and said, listen, we'll just take the heads off. we'll just behead the mannequins. And mannequins, by the way, aren't cheap. A basic mannequin runs anywhere between $100 and $200. And I've seen mannequins without heads, but I will say that mannequins with heads are much more attractive. By the way, I've never seen a fat mannequin or never seen an ugly mannequin. So they've said that they have to chop the heads off of all the mannequins. A note to shopkeepers said, all the statues and mannequins in your stores must be headless. Business owners are now saying that because of the cost, it's expensive because some heads don't come off. They're actually on top of the torso part of the body. And so there's no reason. So they're hanging. So when I say they have to take the heads off, people are like, well, that's not beheading. Well, it is if you have to use a hacksaw. They have not gained international recognition, but they should be obtained. Should you bring back the heads, we'll have even stricter limitations. Afghan women have faced a savage crackdown on their freedoms and education since the Taliban swept into power earlier this year, and women and girls have long been warned they'll be the biggest potential victims of the Taliban takeover as the fighters roll back 20 years of progress. So if you go to Afghanistan, you will see headless mannequins. We got it pretty good here, don't we? Tony Curry Radio, we talked about the Betty White situation, and it's interesting because we had several deaths over the last couple of weeks and certainly over the last couple of years, and one of those was David Bowie. David Bowie's estate yesterday made a deal with Warner Records to sell his entire foray of songwriting, songs, and everything else for a cool $250 million. Would have been nice if David had that cash while he was still alive, but he didn't. And that takes me to another story because I think it's really interesting. But the Bob Dylan story is growing some legs. Remember Bob, several months ago, sold his entire catalog for about $400 million, which at the time was a record until Bruce Springsteen recently sold his for nearly $500 million. The Blown in the Wind singer obviously was a game changer in the world of music, and that's why his music is worth so much. Not only from a folk singing standpoint, but certainly from a piece, not a piece of love situation all the way back in the 60s. Unbelievable. Well, right after he did this, a 68-year-old woman who filed a suit anonymously in August under the initials JC claimed that the Blowing the Wind singer groomed her and piled her with drugs and alcohol before allegedly sexually abusing her as a preteen multiple times at his Chelsea Hotel apartment over the course of 6 weeks in April or May of 1965. Now, listen, I'm going to be really clear here. Wrong is wrong. If this happened, it's horrible, it's terrible. But something that was done 56 years ago is something that I have a hard time wrapping my brain around. I'm like, it's 56 years ago, for gosh sakes. I mean, it's like, and I realize there should not be a statute of limitations on this. We can go through the Bill Cosby thing. We can go through whatever you want. I understand if it happened, it happened. If it's wrong, it's wrong. He should be found or should be under the state of law, at least looked at to find out if it was actually true. The first thing I thought was, of all the rock and rollers to go after, why have to go to Bob Dylan? Then I started reading some things about Bob Dylan, and Bob Dylan was known as a guy who loved himself some women. There are several stories out there that he actually fathered multiple children by multiple women over the course of his life. And of course, most people have not stepped forward. This particular woman has. So soon after the report came out, Bob's camp came out and said, first of all, it didn't happen. It never happened. They were false then, as they are now. and divulged the information that over that period of 6 weeks, Bob was on the road. So how in the world could he have been in his Chelsea hotel apartment plying this woman with alcohol and drugs in order to have sex with her as a preteen if, in fact, he was out of town? To which her lawsuit came out and said, listen, just because he was on the road doesn't mean he doesn't come home once in a while. They changed the dates on this thing. Now they're saying that was over the course of a six-month period, so it went from a six-week to a six-week period. I don't know what to make of this, and it's weird, it's strange, it's unfortunate, but it's all too common in the world of rock and roll. The rock and roll world community, as we know it, has been one of a few that has basically been untouched by the Me Too movement. And we've always wondered about that. Damon Johnson, who's a good friend of ours and does the Damon Johnson Show every Friday at noon and 8, we've talked about it. I can tell you right now, I've been in green rooms, I've been backstage, I've seen it, I've heard it. I told my Def Leppard story. Now it's a business. Guys show up, they play their date, they grab their cash, they leave. Gone are the days of hotel trashing rooms, green room trashings, you know, green M&Ms, the whole nine yards. Those days just don't happen anymore. Bands are usually getting their money, they're on business, and they're gone, particularly the classic rock bands. They just don't do it anymore. So I don't have any doubt, and I know for a fact, that rock and rollers have a lot of things thrown at them when they're doing concerts. I have seen women and men, lawyers, teachers, high-to-do folks that have it together who are super smart, who would never do anything to disrupt their lifestyles, and then they get in front of someone famous and they just get plain stupid. They're throwing themselves at people. I've told you the Def Leppard story when they did a show back in the early 90s in the round down at the BJCC. Joe Elliott, the lead singer of Def Leppard, was meeting with me backstage. We were doing a show live down there when I was doing the classic rock thing on 99.5. Alec Bowen, good morning to you. He gave me 7 backstage passes and said, give these out to the 7 best-looking women you can find and then have them go backstage. Just tell them, though, that once they go backstage, they can't leave because it was in the round. So in the round, obviously, there's no backstage area. You go underneath the stage. That is the backstage area. And once you're there, you're staying there till the end of the show. Well, Def Leppard has this song called Rocket that they do, and it's kind of their sound break, if you will, during the show. And when they play Rocket, it lasts, I don't know, 11 or 12 minutes. And one by one, each member comes down and grabs a bottle of water, something to eat or whatever. They go back up, and they continue the show, and the next one comes down. And so I was backstage with these 7 women. I knew one of them. She was a school teacher. One was a lawyer. They were all pretty hot, but they were attractive. I did the best I could to find the most attractive women I could for Mr. Elliott because that's what he asked me to do. And one by one, band members came down, and it was, I mean, I don't even want to get into the specifics. It was crazy. It was wild. And this is the early 90s. So I've been there, seen that, done that, and I've seen women doing anything they possibly could to get on David Lee Roth's tour bus, which I was on at one time. I've seen it with Hank Williams Jr. I've seen it with Greg. I'm not saying all these guys are creeps. I'm not saying they're goopy or nuts or child molest. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that when you're famous and you're a rock and roller, it's amazing what is thrown at you. And it's amazing how many people are willing to throw themselves at rock and rollers just for sake of saying they were with a rock and roller. You know what I mean? Moralistically, you have to be pretty tight. You have to be pretty concrete to ensure that you're not going to fall into the pitfalls of being around someone super powerful and just be willing to do anything they ask. And they will ask anything that they possibly can. So do I think that Bob Dylan did something here? Probably. Is it kind of strange that it's coming out 56 years later? That's really strange. But I understand that sometimes it takes time. I understand that. And those things, those wounds are never closed. Those scars never go away. Am I wondering the timing in it because it happened right after he just made $400 million on his catalog of music? That's the question I'm wondering. It's a little strange. So with David Bowie now selling his stuff, and David Bowie, dude, talk about it. I love David Bowie, but talk about a weird dude. The dude got out there. I mean, the guy had his face on a dog with his wiener hanging out on an album cover. I mean, this guy was out there, man. And that's why his music was so good, and that's why it's so influential through our years. But now that he has sold his catalog of music, now David Bowie's gone, so it doesn't really matter. Bob Dylan's still alive, so something to think about there. I thought that was kind of strange. 56 years, a long time. Ness Cooper, a clinical psychologist, sexologist in Britain. You ever go through the January blues? It's hard, man. My kids just left. I had them for an entire week, and we had a great Christmas, and all of a sudden, it's kind of like there was all this chaos and fun, and there were Christmas trees and presents and Santa Claus. We were going on trips, and we were all happy and going to church. It was all good, and all of a sudden, it kind of ends. You're kind of sitting there going, this kind of sucks, and you got to get back to work. People are getting after it in January, and it's snowing. It's just, you know, it's a tough time for a lot of people. I get that, right? We get super excited, super hopeful, and all of a sudden we're sitting there by ourselves going, okay, what just happened here? So this clinical psychologist, sexologist, is saying that he's got the trick to get you through the January blues. And if this is the case, I will never be depressed ever again. He's encouraging people to masturbate every single day in January. Not once in a while, but every single day in January, advising a dedicated self-gratification staves off the seasonal depression during what studies show is the most miserable time of the year. Ness Cooper also claims autoeroticism drives untold mental health benefits and urges people to tune up their bodies when they feel their mood is stalling out. It's a focus on spending time with yourself and getting to know your body. However, considering how pandemic plagued 2021 was such a tough nut to crack, stressed out citizens may not be in the mood to get after it every 24 hours. But Cooper says it's important to prioritize pleasure. And she's got the tasty tricks to whet the appetite. Her claims are backed up by research conducted by a sexual wellness brand Plus One, which found that women diagnosed with depression or anxiety found psychological relief in regular masturbation. Is that true, ladies? Most guys think women don't ever do it. All right, look under the bed next time you leave town for a few days. If you're not someone who masturbates every day, start off by using a combination of mindfulness and basic touch. She said, get yourself in a relaxed state and become aware of your sensations going through your body. She claimed that people should not put pressure on themselves to climax. Why am I doing it then? Guys are like, what? Why would I want to do that if I'm not going to get to the finish line? Doesn't make sense. She cautioned against pigeonholing the big O as the only priority during the solo sessions. She said there's so much to it than just the orgasm. I know there are people out there who can't orgasm due to physical reasons, and they can still develop that later. Methods of achieving orgasm-like sensation by either finding a new erogenous zone in your body or diving deeper into the mind. For the reluctant, Cooper also suggested a trip to a sperm bank. Adding the audio-based porn and usually popular erotic fiction are also available at those places in case you don't have it around the house. Do we have any of that around here in the studio? I'm watching Baywatch right now. I think I'm good. So something to keep in mind. I know some religions... I bet you can't do that over there in Afghanistan. I'm just trying to think if I could actually do it every single day of the month in January. And then I'm trying to think, well, I probably did a couple times last week. I kind of have to be in the mood to be with myself because sometimes I'm just not in the mood. You ever have that problem? Like your mind's like telling you, go ahead and do it. And the other part of your body's like, I just don't feel like it. I think I'm going to sit here and watch some Andy Griffith. I really don't feel like getting into it. Don't forget, later on tonight and today, we have our Adapter Parish and a lot of things you must adapt to in life. When it comes to business adaption, and it's amazing because John Madden, who just passed away, was probably the best at this. John Madden was the master of adaption. The guy could adapt to anything. And one of the reasons he was a Super Bowl winning coach and has got his name on the Madden game, which, by the way, he had no part of. He got paid to have his name on it but didn't have any stock in it. This is something that he certainly wished he had earlier in his life. But he could adapt or perish for sure. And if you don't adapt and you don't give your employees the things they need in order to adapt, then more than likely your business will not be successful in 2022. You'll get that show a little bit later on today from noon until 8 o'clock, of course, is when we premiere the wonderful shows, and of course you can also get replays at noon. Finally this morning, I want to get into something that I think is interesting. I'm not into it's really difficult to have kids in this time right now, because everywhere you go, there are things coming at our kids. We think it's difficult because we have social media and the news cycle continues to spin so quick, and there's just so much stuff, so much bad stuff out there. The internet's a wonderful tool. Social media is a great network to get on if you're using it for the right reasons, but there's also a lot of crap. We heard the whole Instagram thing. And I feel for my kids, and that's why I try to protect my kids. And like, you don't need a social media account. I mean, you can get on it if you want to. You're going to find it. All you got to do is Google search Tony Curry on Instagram, and you can see all my posts. But I don't want you having your own account, because stuff comes at you. And certainly my 9-year-old who's on her phone, she knows all about that as well. OnlyFans is one of those sites that really bothers me. Because we're all weak, and we're not very disciplined. If you put an entire box of cookies in the middle of a floor and you tell an adult they can have one or two of them, the box will be gone within about 13 minutes, particularly if they're Thin Mints from the Girl Scout cookies. By the way, those are coming back in January. I'm excited about that. So when this OnlyFans thing was created, the thought process, much like Facebook or anything else, the thought process was, I thought, was pretty good. It was something where a lot of celebrities could have somewhat of a cameo situation with their fans, where they could get in touch with their fans, and for a price or a subscription every month, you could actually talk to some of your favorites. So that's what OnlyFans started out as, right? And you get texts from your favorite celebrities, and it was $49.99 a month or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so you had a closer proximity of engagement, intimacy with whoever celebrity you were trying to track down. Then all of a sudden, we had all these Instagram models and these gals that got on there saying, you know, I think we could probably step this up a little bit, and we can turn it into a one-on-one, more of an intimate feel, where I could be showing you some pictures of myself, you could be making some requests, you could pay a little bit more. Next thing you know, you got OnlyFans making hundreds of thousands of dollars every single month by showing skin, and then it just turned into a full-fledged porn site is what it did. And again, what you do with your time, whatever. You want to do that, that's fine. It's not something I want to do. It's a nasty trap, as far as I'm concerned, from a moralistic standpoint. Don't think it's, if you want to go look at porn, go do whatever you want to do. But OnlyFans just makes it so excessive. And then when you're paying for it, the whole idea of the fact that you're having to pay for it, that's why I really wasn't into strip clubs. I could never understand why some dude would be sitting at the end of a dance floor throwing his hard-earned money to a woman who pretended like she liked him, knowing that nothing was ever going to happen. And he actually believed it was going to happen. Next, you know, three or four $12.50 Bud Lights later, you're going home alone again. It's like, why are you doing this, man? She doesn't care about you, because there's 55 of you guys out there. Anyway, that's a different story for a different time. So OnlyFans has divulged that some of their biggest fans on their site are now hiring professional ghostwriters to send their X-rated text. Really? Does that surprise you? If you've got someone that's got 1,500 followers, and that's a small number, on your OnlyFans account, do you think that every time you're texting your OnlyFans participant that it's coming directly from them? You're an idiot. Of course it's not. Some of the most popular content creators and OnlyFans are secretly hiring teams of professional sexters to send X-rated messages to their thirsty followers, another way that more people are making money off this platform. OnlyFans subscribers currently fork out as much as $49.99 a month for exclusive access to videos made by their adult entertainers. Some of the sexy stars offer the option by paying customers to exchange racy private messages with them. However, a new Mel Magazine investigation alleged that many subscribers may not actually be sexting with the stars themselves at all, but rather sexting their star and then getting something else by another dude. Schlubby men, they call them. It's not only deceptive, but a violation of the OnlyFans Terms of Service, which states that creators can't allow others to access their pages. It should be just a one-on-one situation. However, according to one former content creator, it's commonplace for stars to siphon off sexting to pay professionals. So now people are actually making, would you do that? If you could make $1,000 a month just by sexting Try to explain that to the wife or husband. If someone would pay you $1,000 a month to send out 15 or 16 texts a month, some nasty stuff to someone you didn't know, would you do it? The anonymous whistleblower told the outlet that it's all a scam. Laura, she's going by the pseudonym of Laura, once had her own popular OnlyFans account and hired a professional management team because she just couldn't keep up with the demand. Employees of the firm soon started crawling crafty, sexy messages to send Laura's followers on her behalf. So she hired out. She said, you might have five different people working your account pretending to be you. Fans would exchange sex with one anonymous manager on one day, then different manager on another day without any consistency or tone or topic across DMs. She said, then it got to the point where they were sending out stuff that she wouldn't have even sent out. She's like, hold on, that's a little nasty for me. I don't think I want you to send that. And they're already sending stuff out. Of course, what happens there is when someone's getting a sext from someone that's not you, and they're requesting things, and all of a sudden it's coming back to you, and you're like, hey, you said you'd do this. She's like, no, I didn't. He's like, yeah, you did. Sometimes people would reach out to me on other platforms trying to carry a conversation that they'd started on OnlyFans, and I'd have no idea what they were talking about or what they'd been told. She said it started to bother her. She was making $150,000 a month on OnlyFans and decided to shut it down. Of course, if you remember, just recently, OnlyFans came out and said they were no longer going to allow pornographic material on their site, to which roughly 70,000 OnlyFans people said, I'm out. If you're not going to allow me to do whatever I want to do on your site, I'm done with it. One of the reasons they did that was because of banks like J.P. Morgan, the Bank of New York Mellon, who can no longer take any type of money payments or transactions from people that are in a sex trade, which is what OnlyFans is considered. It would flag the transactions related to sex work and deny the transaction itself. The company also reportedly struggled to gain back from traditional venture capital investors, many of whom avoid investing in vice industries like pornography. They said, listen, we want to invest in your company, but I don't feel comfortable investing in this. And that's not what OnlyFans was. That's not what it was created to do. Again, a great idea, and then we get a hold of it. We have to take it into the trash. We have to take it into the dumpster. But a lot of investor companies will not invest in vice industries like pornography, alcohol, and firearms. By the way, the company took in a whopping $1.2 billion in 2020. That will more than likely double in 2021 because we were all at home wondering what to do. Maybe we could take the OnlyFans thing and we could tie it up to this psychologist who says we need to touch ourselves once a day in January. Just saying. It's Tony Curry Live. We do it every single morning, 7:30, 9:30. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. You can see me here on Facebook Live, but you can also hear us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the Tony Curry Radio app. We do some fantastic stuff like all of our wonderful shows, Dark Side of the Pooch, Adapter Parish, Live Wire Wednesday, Blues Almighty, and the Damon Johnson Show. And then we get after it 24 hours a day with great classic rock. Tony Curry Radio, your home for the Curry and Claypool Show, coming up on Thursday morning from 7:30 to 9:30. And, of course, it's one of our many special shows. We have another show coming up here. We're kind of on to something here. I'll just be totally transparent with you. We started this thing about 2.5 years ago into classic rock, and I know my classic rock better than anybody, and I think I can kick anyone's ass with what we play here on Tony Curry Radio, because we play stuff you just don't get a chance to hear anywhere else. We play the common stuff, too, like rock and roll fantasy. But I realized after we had, I don't know how many tens of thousands of downloads, that it was kind of good, and then we kind of apexed out. And we were like, okay, we got to continue to grow. And so I said the only way we're going to grow is unique programming. We have to have stuff that you can only find here on Tony Curry Radio. That's number one. And number two, we have to make sure that you can get it on demand. Right now, we'd have a unique programming, but you have to listen to Tony Curry Radio in order to get that. That's with the Adaptive Parish and all these other shows we do at noon and 8, Monday through Friday, and that's great. But if you miss the show, you can't listen to it. So we have gone in partnership with Spotify, and this will start probably in about a couple of weeks, where everything we do here on Tony Curry Radio will be on demand. You'll be able to listen to it in podcast form anywhere you want. We don't ever say podcast. Everyone's got a podcast. We do shows. These are shows here. And our clients that do our shows love the shows. They have their own show, and they can do whatever they want with it. They can put it out, link it out to their sites, whatever they want, whether it's Adaptogen or whether it's Dark Side of the Pooch from Ross Bridge Animal Hospital, or our brand new show called Mission Minded. We got all these great shows, and so we need to put them up on a platform. And Spotify made us aware of that, obviously, and said, "Listen, we want to help you out." And so the partnership with Spotify is huge. It's a monster. It's a big company. People are like, well, don't you compete against Spotify? No, well, we're in partnership with them. They use our stuff. We use their stuff, and it works out really, really good. We have some, and I say this a lot, and our clients are like, oh, here we go again. We're always trying to evolve and always trying to be better and make things as easy as possible to access everything we do here at Tony Curry Radio, and we're moving forward with that in January, and I could not be more excited. It's a hell of a lot of work. It's a labor of love, and I love being down here 16, 17 hours a day in the Tony Curry Radio studios, but it's going to be awesome, so we're really looking forward to that. The one thing we always will do is we'll always have great classic rock and roll 24/7. It's amazing because we are an international entity. About roughly 80 to 85% of our listeners do come within 100 miles of the Birmingham area because that's where I'm from and that's where I broadcast from. But we have these little factions in Charlotte, in Sydney, Australia, in Mexico City, where these things are just absolutely exploding. And it's crazy. Albania, for example. We've got like, I don't know, like 400 and something people in Albania that have found us, and the station's just blowing up there. Obviously, I can't sell TKR, Tony Curry Radio, to people Albania, or can I? And so we're super excited about that, and we're always evolving, always changing, and we're super excited about it. It's going to be great. So continue to listen up and get after it, and you'll be along with all the switches. You go to TonyCurryRadio.net, TonyCurryRadio.net, become a bonehead, and we'll keep you abreast of everything we're doing here on Tony Curry Radio. Pretty cool. Tony Curry Radio, good morning to you. The Curry and Claypo Show, by the way, which you've been hearing for like the last 4 or 5 years. It's still on. We're going to do that on Thursday mornings here with Dr. Josh Claypo and myself. I'm looking forward to hanging back out with my radio partner. Haven't seen him in a long time. We'll do that on Thursday morning from 7:30 to 9:30. Some sad news with David Lee Roth. And no, he's not dead, but he thinks he is. He had canceled his show, actually, Hard Rock, out in Las Vegas. He was going to set up a residency out at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas, which seems so perfect for him as kind of a farewell. And he was going to have a show on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and then he said, by popular demand, he had added 5 more shows. And the way I saw it going out was Dave was going to go out there and do his show, his 45-minute set, play his music, and, you know, as the place filled out and he didn't have to move around or tour or anything else, it would probably go through the rest of the year. Obviously, COVID had something to say about that. They canceled the show on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And now we're finding out that his entire residency has been canceled out of Las Vegas. He planned to kick off his Sin City residency with shows on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Those performances were canceled just a days before due to unforeseen circumstances related to COVID and out of an abundance of caution, those working attending the shows, they canceled. Then he tweeted out, a funny thing happened on the way to Las Vegas in this desolate picture, basically of nothing. He alluded to the death of Eddie Van Halen and his own health issues as reasons behind his decision of now canceling everything. Have we seen the end of David Lee Roth? This kind of bums me out. I'm encouraged and compelled to really come to grips with how short time is, and my time is probably even shorter. Wow. Explaining, adding that he thought he might have been the first to die out of the band, and my doctor's handlers compel me to really address that every time I go on stage, I endanger that future. And that was it. So all shows, he had a show coming up on the 5th, the 7th, the 9th, the 11th at the Blues, House of Blues in Hard Rock out in Las Vegas has now been canceled. Normally when something like this happens and the show's being canceled, if it was outside the pandemic, I would say that it was probably ticket sales. But when you have a Las Vegas style setting, it's perfect for him because you're not going to go to Las Vegas just to see David Lee Roth. But I know that there are a lot of casinos that use that as a ploy to get people to spend more money in their casinos. Hey, listen, I get some David Lee Roth tickets. And so they'll sell these shows out, regardless of whether you're paying for them or not. The casino doesn't mind picking up the tab on that. Does that make sense? So I don't know. The House of Blues, I think it holds like 1,000 people. I don't think he would have had any problem selling out shows in Las Vegas for as long as he wants. And it was just perfect because David Lee Roth's a showman. It's in Las Vegas. And now all of a sudden, I didn't realize that his health was deteriorating to the point where he felt like he could no longer go on stage, period. But one of the allures and one of the great things about David Lee Roth is I don't think he still does the leg kick or the jumping off the stage thing, but he's still David Lee Roth, right? He can still sing. So it kind of bums me out. So I'm now wondering maybe if we've seen the end of David Lee Roth as we know it. Is he done? Is he? I mean, we were talking about Alex Van Halen joining him on stage maybe one final time. I don't know. It kind of bums me out to think that we've probably seen the last of David Lee Roth is kind of a bummer. It kind of freaks me out a little bit, man, because, I mean, if I knew it was David Lee Roth's last show, I'd probably go. I'd want to go. Johnny Curry Radio, the Sunsides Baby, and, of course, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. We got some Yes coming up. We'll do some more Van Halen. I'm kind of freaking out about this David Lee Roth news now. If I never saw David again, I'm not saying my life wouldn't be fulfilled, but this doesn't sound good. He said, I'm compelled and encouraged to really come to grips how short time is, and my time is probably even shorter. What the hell does that even mean? He's actually added that he thought that he would be the first one to die in the band and that he's still coming to grips with the loss of Eddie Van Halen. My doctors, my handlers compelled me to really address that. Every time I go on stage, I endanger my future. So he has canceled everything that he's planning on doing out in Las Vegas. I can tell you right now that when you set up residency in Las Vegas, that ain't a small thing. And I can bet that the House of Blues out there did everything they possibly could do to make him feel welcome and do everything. Because, I mean, David Lee Roth in Las Vegas is perfect. I mean, that's him, right? And that bums me out. And then he sends out this weird Twitter picture of this desolate, snow-driven thing. And he said a funny thing happened on the way to Las Vegas. And it just appears that he's done. And it's just so un-David-like. Normally, he'd have some smart-ass remark and, you know, he'd be back. David's always back. But this particular case doesn't sound too good. Give me your comments to Tony Curry Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I'll put it out there. Tony Curry Radio coming up later this afternoon. Adapt or Perish. It's a great little show, a business show. We're going to do an encore presentation at noon and 8 with Dr. Alex Hublein from Adaptogen, formerly GT Software. When I first decided to do this show with Alex and also Dr. Josh Klapo, this was something that was totally out of our realm because everything we do around here is classic rock based and oriented, and the growth on the show has pleasantly surprised me. And I was telling Alex and Dr. Josh, it's interesting because when you listen to Blues Almighty on Thursday or the Damon Johnson Show or anything else we do around here that has something to do with classic rock, I get it because you come here for all your classic rock needs. So to have something that was totally outside the realm, and Dr. Alex Hublein has done a wonderful job at analogizing a lot of classic rock topics with adapting in a business environment to get the most out of not only your business, but out of your workforce to be successful in 2022. And so it was a perfect fit. And so over the course of the 8 shows we've done so far, and hopefully we'll continue those in January, I was just like, wow. And so those listeners that really wanted to hear some type of unique programming that was somewhat related to classic rock, but not really. And it worked out great for me because I'm a business owner. I own my own business. And I learned more from this show probably than I do from anything else on a radio station. So I hope you get a chance to listen again today from noon until 8. Noon and 8, should I say, right here on Tony Curry Radio. We couldn't do it without our great partnerships, and we got everyone locked and loaded for 2022. Chris Creek from the club at Lakeview has been just a sweetheart of a guy. He's a gem. Met him a couple of years ago, and he really jumped on board what we're trying to do here at Tony Curry Radio. And he's just been fantastic. He's got the club at Lakeview. He has gone all in just like I have. He has made his club a private. And a lot of people are like, I can't afford a private membership. But yeah, you can for as low as $100 a month. Now's the time to jump in because it won't be long before that snow is off the hood of your car and we're playing golf again. They have a 9-hole golf course, which is in impeccable shape. The greens are in great shape. You can play it twice if you want to get 18-hole score. They have a great golfer's lounge afterwards, a 50-foot bar. They got TVs, everyone. People are going to be watching the national championship, Georgia and Alabama, coming up on Monday. It's going to be huge. Make sure you check it out. And, of course, you can call call them at 205-477-6125, 205-477-6125, or go to their webpage, the club at lakeview.com. It's in beautiful McCalla. It's God's country, man. It's about 20 miles north of Birmingham, or the club at Lakeview, their Facebook page, and check them out. They are fantastic.